Welcome to Riscario Radio, episode 85. My name is Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. The right way to view Netflix in Canada. On weekends, we watch movies. In 2000, we got the largest HD TV that would fit down our stairs, a 56-inch Panasonic projection TV, and a great Yamaha Paradigm surround sound system that still shakes the walls. The challenge is finding content. As part of a low-noise life, we don't have cable or satellite. Visiting video stores is a hassle. The library has a limited selection, and we never tried rental by mail. The ideal for convenience and selection is watching streaming video through our home cinema. We have a 25 megabit per second internet connection with a 125 gigabyte monthly usage cap. We'd upgrade to 50 megabits per second and 175 gigabyte, but Rogers refuses to take another $30 from us, unless we get digital cable too. There's no technical barrier, just an arbitrary corporate policy. The promise. I kept reading about Netflix, which offers movie rentals by mail and streaming internet video in the US. Well, Netflix came to Canada this week and we subscribed the same day. For $7.99 a month, you can watch as many movies and TV episodes as you like. You can watch on different devices such as gaming consoles, computers, iPhones, and even iPads. You can watch on different devices at the same time. So the solution is good for the family, except for a showstopper explained below. The technology works surprisingly well. There are none of the buffering problems we sometimes experience with YouTube and other online video. Playback starts faster than loading a DVD. You're spared the previews that some discs force you to watch. There's no FBI warning either. The quality may seem blurry at first, but quickly sharpens. The biggest complaint. There's lots of choice, but many omissions. You won't find new releases. In the US, you'd get them by mail, since streaming is included in the DVD rental by mail packages. That option isn't available in Canada. Don't count on getting all the older stuff either. You won't currently find these titles: The Shawshank Redemption, The Sopranos, any Monty Python, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, The Matrix series, any Get Smart, Lawrence of Arabia, Once Upon a Time in America, What About Bob, or The Departed. Sometimes you'll find subsets of series: only Crocodile Dundee 2, only Terminator 2, and only Bad Boys 1. However, you'll find Fawlty Towers, Memento, Glengarry Glen Ross, House of Games, Slumdog Millionaire, Frozen River, Snow Falling on Cedars, 12 Monkeys, and The House of Sand and Fog. Christopher Nolan's first film, Following, looks interesting and is also available. You can search by title, director, performer, or genre. Some titles are available in HD, which doubles bandwidth consumption to about 2 gigabytes per hour. When a selection isn't available, you're given substitutes based on your preferences. Instead of Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, you're offered Popeye with Robin Williams, The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy, or The Gods Must Be Crazy Too. Isn't that bizarre? Other times the choices are more relevant. The right perspective. Netflix feels like a video rental store or the library. There's lots of choice, but don't count on finding a specific title. If you're open to exploring, you'll find a vast selection available for instant viewing. How convenient during a winter snowstorm, or if you want more variety than television can provide. Plus, you can watch wherever you have a fast internet connection. The showstopper. There's one major caveat if you have children. In the US, Netflix lets you set up profiles for different family members, so you can prevent your children from watching content you deem unsuitable. This option isn't currently available in Canada, but should be coming soon. Customer service. Customer service is fast and friendly. You enter a 6-digit code, which you find at the bottom of your web pages. Afterwards, you receive a short satisfaction survey by email. You're asked about movie quality after viewing, much like Skype asks about call quality, And if you look online to see what Canadians are saying about Netflix, you'll find many complaints, mainly about the selection. As with books, a title is new if you haven't seen it before. In that sense, Netflix is a convenient source of entertainment unless you insist on seeing the newest movies or specific movies. The selection is bound to improve and is already overwhelming. The easiest way to tell is by trying the service, which is free for the first month. P.S. What should we watch tonight? You can read Ruscario Insider online at blog.ruscario.com. That's RISCARIO. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.